Duke spokesperson Aaron Colbert says Sutton's closure method will depend on studies to measure the hydrology of groundwater flow beneath Sutton's basins. She says that rather than completely excavating them, capping the basins with synthetic membrane could present a faster and less expensive solution.
You will hear from some of these other organizations that an excavation is the only way to go. And that may be the appropriate method for that site. It's really too early to say, but from our perspective, it's important that we are basing these very important decisions on scientific data. We don't want to base it on emotion. We don't want to base it on perception.
Kemp Burdett, the Cape Fear Riverkeeper, says this decision-making process could take several years. He says he hopes the petition will force Duke to promptly drain the coal ash ponds and have the ash quarantined in a lined and capped landfill.
Duke has said, we're going to take care of this. So, you know, I want to see a timeline that says, you know, when they're going to do what, and I want to see, you know, what exactly the plan is. And we don't need to study it anymore. There's no question about groundwater contamination. We need to start figuring out how they're going to clean it up.
The petition gained its first signatures this past Saturday during a Sierra Club-sponsored boat tour up the Cape Fear River to the Sutton Energy Plant. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.